Your San Diego Padres are in Arizona at the Peoria Sports Complex for spring training.
And so are we.
This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. You're going to want to stay tuned. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports coming up in a few minutes. We'll talk to Kenny about this Padres team and why he thinks A.J. Preller embarrassed some other owners and general managers around baseball with the amount of activity he pulled off this past offseason. Now, though, time to talk a little bit about the Padres' AAA team. The El Paso Chihuahuas had a great inaugural season in 2014, and you get the feeling they are back for more here in 2015. Their broadcaster, Tim Haggerty, is here in Arizona, nice enough to sit down with us, and we talked about what a great year it was last year in El Paso.
Yeah, El Paso's inaugural season was incredible. The biggest thing was the fans. As you know, Jesse, from seeing the photos, the ballpark is beautiful, but the city is so into the team. I mean, they just pick it apart like it's their major league club. I'll be sitting there at lunch and someone will say, "Hey, where's Hector Ambriz? I haven't seen him pitch in a couple of days." And as the broadcaster, that's a dream situation. People are following the game so closely.
They're really into it in El Paso, and you mentioned the ballpark in passing, but it probably should get a little bit more attention than that. I mean, just an absolutely beautiful downtown facility, and you got to figure that was a big part of why they were such a success last year.
Absolutely. El Paso did have a double-A team years ago. The ballpark was nothing like the new one we have in downtown El Paso. Beautiful backdrop. You see the mountains. You see the downtown. State-of-the-art. And a lot of people said, these are El Pasoans saying this, "I can't believe I'm in El Paso. It feels like I'm in Phoenix or Los Angeles." They really feel like it raised the bar for the quality of what they had in downtown El Paso.
Year two coming up, and I guess the question is, how do we top the experience last year in El Paso for the Chihuahua
fans? Yeah. That was the big question, and Chihuahua's management does not stay steady to the status quo. There'll be new promotions. There'll be new viral jerseys, we vow. But I think that we really not only can match it, but exceed it. I'm told from the ticket department that season ticket sales are actually ahead of where they were last year. This past year, there were 68 home games in El Paso, 48 sold out. And our management is saying, hey, let's try to top that.
That's a pretty good goal and a pretty exciting time. If you haven't been out there, it's worth the time from everything I've seen and heard. And it's a lot of fun for a Padre fan. And, of course, you know, aside from the fact there's a great experience, great ballpark, these are the Padres of the future, you know, that are playing out there in El Paso, Texas. So you get to do some scouting here at spring training. Who are you looking forward to checking out?
Well, personally, I love being here on the backfields. We're going to tape some interviews for our website, for our radio broadcast. And it's interesting for a AAA club. You know, your fans watching this show, they have, for the most part, a general idea on who's going to be playing for the San Diego Padres. But when you're working for a AAA club, what's important about coming here to spring training is that's when you first get a feel on who's going to be on your team. So we'll talk to Pat Murphy, the AAA manager. And I think that the Padres acquisitions this year could really help the AAA team. Suddenly you have some guys with major league experience that for them they'd love to be in San Diego, but the math is not in their favor. They might be in AAA, so you get a really strong, experienced AAA roster.
It's another reason to get excited, I guess, about the Chihuahua season this year. You've been with the Padre organization a long time now. We always talk about this, but I think it's such a neat story. Give us the last several years of your resume. I mean, you were in Tucson when the AAA club was there, and it goes back even beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was one of the broadcasters in Portland 2008 through 2010. As diehard Padres fans know, that facility got converted to a Major League Soccer club, so the AAA franchise was on the move, and I wasn't sure what that meant for me. Luckily, it worked out. I got to go to Tucson, be the broadcaster there. What we originally thought was a one-year plan as they build the stadium in Escondido, that one-year plan turned into a three-year session in Tucson, and then got to move to El Paso. So I was very lucky. New owners, new general manager every time, but was able to survive it. And somebody joked the other day, I never really thought about it, but I don't know how many people were the voice of an entire franchise, the entire existence of the Tucson Padres. I got to see every game. So there you go.
There you go. Hey, look, when we go back through the record books 50 years from now and we talk about the Tucson Padres, we know who the expert is, Tim Haggerty. Let's also, Tim, discuss numbers a little bit. I think this is something interesting, and we kick it around a lot. Obviously, you talk about Pacific Coast League stats and their hitters' parks and everything like that. So based on your experience, so there's Portland, Tucson, now El Paso, you see what a guy is doing, and let's start with position players and maybe talk about pitchers afterwards. You see what a guy is doing in El Paso, in that league, and then you watch him when he gets called up to the big league club. What do you make of the way sort of numbers translate from one level to the next?
Personally, I think that there's a little bit more made out of that than is reality, because if you're the San Diego Padres, and true, these pitchers are going to Reno and Colorado Springs and Albuquerque, and El Paso is a hitter's park, but in looking at the numbers, if you go by home runs, it was the middle of the pack. It was 8th out of the 16 teams in total home runs hit. But wouldn't you want your pitching prospects to go and try to thrive in an environment like that? Because when they get called up, the Padres might be in Denver, or they might be at Chase Field, hitter's parks. So El Paso, I think, is a little bit more pitcher-friendly than Tucson was. Again, still a hitter's park. But I think that the best AAA pitching coaches, and I know Bronswell Patrick, the AAA El Paso pitching coach, preaches this, look at it as an opportunity. A pitcher can show the San Diego Padres, man, this guy's in the Pacific Coast League, and he has an ERA of 2.8. He's really doing something.
Earlier this offseason, A.J. Preller came out to El Paso. I did a nice big Q&A session with the fans and some of the folks out there. What was that like?
He was great. We had a chance to interview A.J. Preller on stage for 20 minutes. Speaking of sellouts, the Chihuahuas Winter Banquet sold out 500 people in this theater. And it was fun. A.J. had a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, he's such an interesting person. He shows up to El Paso and did TV interviews in English and in Spanish. For somebody that grew up in New York and didn't grow up bilingual, imagine that type of confidence learning Spanish at an old age, that he was able to do that on camera. But we had some fun with it. We tried to talk baseball, but also tried to get to know AJ. One of the fans that asked a question in the Q&A session asked him about his socks. AJ could, you know, the way his pants were, you could see the base of his socks. And he's such a big basketball fan. He had Allen Iverson socks on. His socks had a pattern of Allen Iverson. So that became a running joke at the end of the banquet. So our general manager, Brad Taylor, is bringing AJ a pair of El Paso Chihuahua socks.
I like
because,
that.
Because he saw that AJ likes to mix up his socks when he's dressed up.
Oh, that's great stuff. And if we've seen AJ Preller on the basketball court, which we have a few times here in spring training, he's got that Allen Iverson type game. That's definitely his guy. Hey, Tim Haggerty from the El Paso Chihuahuas, always great to catch up with you. And obviously we'll do it a bunch this season as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2015 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.